It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Our guest tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal is head coach Jennifer Stadler of the Chadron State volleyball team, but also organizing a big event coming up for this weekend at CSC basketball that we're going to talk about this week. It's Neurodiversity Awareness Night, and it's Friday night. And as we get ready to dive into this, coach, something brand new at Chadron State, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. We are really excited to host this event at our basketball games this weekend, and I'm excited to see how many people are able to come out and support what we're doing.
All right. Tell us exactly what Neurodiversity Awareness Night is. What is it involved, and how did this all come about?
Yeah, so basically what neurodiversity is just a term used to describe the difference in the way people's brain works. So there's a wide different range of the way people perceive and respond to the world. And so those things are, you know, that can be like the autism spectrum disorder. It can be ADHD. It can be dyslexia. It can be just, like I said, a wide range. And so we just thought being able to provide awareness to these different sensory sensitivities, create an environment for individuals or families that, you know, have this going on in their lives, and, you know, just be able to allow them to be able to come to the game and enjoy the game without, you know, being worried about those different things that usually happen during a sporting event.
Anybody that's been up to a Chadron State sporting event inside the Chicoin Center knows how loud it can get. They've got the new brighter lights in there, and it really is kind of, it can be sensory overload. There's a lot of stuff going on, the video board, the game itself, and things of that nature. So when you put together a night like this, what are the changes going to be to the atmosphere at the basketball games on Friday night so that folks can enjoy this that deal with sensory issues?
Yeah, so the event is designed to be an inclusive and accommodating for individuals who may face sensory challenges. And so, you know, there are going to be some lights that are a little bit more dimmed than normal. So our court, the main court lights will be bright so that the team can still perform to the best of their abilities. But the lights in the stands will be a little bit less, you know, bright. We won't be doing any of like the extra lighting. So, you know, the spotlighting or even the scoreboard, like on the floor, those lights won't be turned on. We have turned down some of the volume to the music, to the announcer. Unfortunately, we weren't able to figure out how to turn down the buzzer noise. So that one will still be loud. But those other noises, so like the music and different things, those will definitely be at lower volume. We're also providing a sensory room for anybody that, you know, is feeling a little overwhelmed or a little overloaded in their sensory to be able to go. And it's just going to be a room provided in the Chicoin offices so that they can just, you know, take a break away, have it be a little bit quieter so that then they're able to come back to the game. The game will be shown in that room just on a video board. So, yeah, just a more sensory-friendly atmosphere as best as we can provide them.
And this will be for both men's and women's games at 5:30 and 7:30 Friday, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, we're visiting with volleyball coach Jen Stadler here on the CSC Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank here tonight. Coach, the access to the game as well is free for people who want to take advantage of this this special night to get out on the town a little bit, if you will, and be more comfortable. How do fans who want to take advantage of this get those tickets and get access?
Yeah, so we have a QR code that they're able to scan, and it will provide them a link so that they can sign up for their tickets. There's also a link on our website that they'll be able to sign up for. You just have to fill out a couple questions, and then they'll be provided a free entry into the game for not just the guests with sensory needs, but also their families as well.
Coach, I imagine in volleyball season, fall season, it would be difficult, if not impossible, for you to plan something like this when you're down there trying to coach the team and get through an actual season as the leader of your program. So it's here in not your off season. There is no real off season in college sports, right? But it is a bit of a slower time for you as opposed to right in the fall. And you have kind of a personal touch in getting this put together. Do you want to share why this is such an important cause to you and why you decided, hey, let's make this happen during a big event at Chicoine Center?
Yeah, so I would love to be able to do it during volleyball season. It's actually something that got brought to my attention this December by Dr. Britt Halbrecht. And she brought it to my attention because I do have two children who are on the autism spectrum. And so she just wanted to, you know, make me aware that these events can be possible. There's other colleges in the nation that have done something like this. The NBA actually has special sensory rooms in a lot of different of their event venues for people who have sensory needs. And so I just thought it was just a great opportunity for us as a community to provide an inclusive environment for everybody to enjoy. And so I'm just happy that the college has allowed me to be able to put on something like this and to be able to just create this inclusive environment and accommodate for people with sensory needs.
Yeah, this is a really cool idea. I'm glad it was able to come together. And I have seen you and you have your son along with you and your family during volleyball season at the game. So we know, obviously, they want to come and support mom and support the team. Mm-hmm. And this will make a much better atmosphere for anyone who would like to come along and be a part of this of these events, any event at Shadron State that has certainly several sensory items happening during the game that can be a lot. Coach, let's talk a little bit, too, about just a quick thought on how volleyball season off season is going. I know the neurodiversity is the focus, but while we've got you, can you update us on how recruiting and all that went and what's going on with your team right now?
Yeah, we are about a month into our spring season and things have been going really well. The girls are really motivated, you know, coming off of the successful season we had this past fall. You know, they're hungry to get back there. And so they've been really motivated this spring to get in the gym and the weight room and work on some things that we were lacking a little bit in the fall and then also build off of the things that we've been doing well. As far as recruiting goes, we've signed a couple athletes to bring into 2024 and we're looking to bring in a couple more to kind of round out our roster. But, you know, we're sad to see those seniors that have left. You know, we'll be missing those that have contributed to our program for the last, you know, 5 years, a few of them.
Yeah.
And so those are hard to replace. So, you know, we're looking for, you know, our team to be a little bit more experienced this next year, just with all of our athletes that are coming back. We've got some great leaders. And so, yeah, we're just really excited to continue to work through this spring. After spring break, we'll kind of pick up on our practice load a little bit as the NCAA allows us, you know, to get a few more hours in as the spring progresses.
Yeah.
We're looking to host a scrimmage on April 12th here in Chicoine. So that will be exciting, you know, to get in a couple games and be able to see, you know, where we're at the end of spring.
Yeah, last year really was fun, and especially getting to the playoffs. The senior class was a good one, and they will be missed, like you said, but the excitement sure seems to be there, and the work being put in already to get ready for next fall. Coach, thanks so much for being with us on the Shadron State Sports Journal here tonight. Again, fans, 5:30 and 7:30 are the basketball games on Friday night at Chicoine Center, and it is Neurodiversity Awareness Night, put in place by Coach Stadler and the supporters of this brand-new initiative to offer this on Friday night to fans here in the area. Coach, thanks for so much for sharing the details. Appreciate that very much. And go to ShadronEagles.com. Fans, you can find more information and the QR code to get that free entry to Friday night. Coach, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo. For more Eagles content online. Fine.